Good morning and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us and hope your Saturday is starting off well. June the 13th, 2026. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank, Scott Wolmering, and I'm Ryan O'Neill with the Minnesota Real Estate Team in RE/MAX Advantage Plus live at WCCO Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to 11. This is a real estate show, all things real estate. You can interrupt us at any point. 612-294-6949 is our talk and text line, 612-294-6949. At any point, questions, comments, thoughts. Scott, good to see you, young man.
Good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in, either online or listening on the radio. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Like Ryan said, we're live and local, downtown Minneapolis every Saturday. Love your comments and feedback during the entire show. Got a little fun thing we're going to do today. We do this about every 10 years on the show. How well do you know your Minnesota Real Estate Show hosts? So we'll ask some questions. I'll put a fun one out. I think we'll answer them right before the break or right after the break. So the first one is, out of Mike Overson, myself, Scott Wolmering, or Ryan O'Neill, who has a bumper sticker on their car that says, "I hope something good happens to you today"? So who would you think, based on the show, would Ryan have that? Would I have that, or would Mike Overson have
that? Mike Overson. Okay, that's a good...
We'll see. Yep. Who has a bumper sticker that says, "I hope something good happens to you today"?
We've got Scott kind of throwing some fun topics there. Hey, why not, right?
That's right.
It's June. Hard to believe. June already.
June 13th.
Yeah, June 13th. And again, 612-294-6949 is how you can interrupt us. At any point, we've got a market update here in the first segment. New listings in the Twin Cities. There were 1,617 new properties that came onto the market this past week. Pending sales increased 10% year over year. So there were 10% more. There were 1,036 pending sales. And then the overall inventory is up 6.8% to 10,560. Right now, we've got median days on market, or I'm sorry, days on market has increased 14% year over year to 57 is days on market right now here in the Twin Cities. Mortgage rate update, Scott, we're still at about 6.5 to 6.6. for a 30-year fixed, a little bit under 6% for a 15-year fixed. FHA and VA are both in the low sixes, but rates have been pretty steady here really for a number of months now, Scott.
Yeah, they have. And I think if Mike was here, he would probably echo this, that while the war is still going on, there's so much uncertainty, you know, from the markets and everything else, that rates have kind of done that. When he comes out, he being President Trump, when he comes out and says that, you know, we've got positive things in the war, the interest rates drop down a little bit. And then all of a sudden, when it doesn't happen, interest rates go back up again. So I think until this gets out, I think we're going to probably be right around this thing. The interesting thing in the real estate numbers, which we've been saying, pay attention to this, is for the last, oh, I don't know, at least 2 months, every week we've got, pending numbers are going up, which is great. We have 6% more pendings, et cetera. But what you got to pay attention to is we have 1,600 new homes coming on, 1,100 pendings, which means we're adding 500 more homes to the market. We've done that. It hasn't been 500 every time, but it's been 300, 350, 400, this time 500. So again, our overall inventory, we've got to be almost 11,000 now, aren't we?
Not quite.
Okay.
Yep. Not quite, but yeah, it is at 10,500.
Okay. So our inventory is going up, which we've been wanting. You know, it just make sure that you understand what that means is you don't want to get lost in the sea of homes. You know, if you take an outer ring suburb right now and you go back a year ago, out of four cities in an outer ring suburb, like we'll take South, if you took Apple Valley, Rosemount, Lakeville, Farmington, Eagan, so on, and you had a house priced at 700, you might be competing against 12 homes. Now you're competing against 159 homes. So when you're listing your property, make sure when you look at it and you look at all of your competitors that your property distinguishes itself somewhere, meaning if there are 39 properties at, and you're listed at $650,000, if there's 39 properties from 635 to 660, what makes your property stick out? Why would somebody?
Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Appreciate you joining us here. Before we dive back in, every Saturday we like to do a minute of hope from the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. This past week, I wanted to share a story. Our friend Dezane, she was seriously injured after being hit by a car. Later, Scott, she got shot. She survived a gunshot wound that left her with lasting nerve damage. And to add more fuel to the fire, she most recently fell, resulting in a broken foot, making it difficult for her to work and creating financial hardship, obviously. In spite of this all, we met her this past week. She's refused to give up. Thanks to you all, as supporters of the O'Neill Foundation Hope, we were honored to assist her with her rent during this season. Very inspiring young lady. Courage, resilience, determination to move forward. Just a very positive person. Doesn't have a lot of family in the area, so she's a little bit on her own. And met with her, gave her a big hug, and what a sweetheart, Scott. She literally got hit by a car and was shot, and she's still standing.
Well, and didn't she get shot because someone was trying to steal her car, and she told them no?
Yeah, so they came up, and they were trying to take her car, and it's just been one thing after another.
Yeah, I mean, my goodness, that is a brave woman, and so cool that you guys are able to help her out in real time and get her back on her feet.
Yeah, again, the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. We've got a golf tournament coming up. Everybody's invited. It's our annual golf fundraiser. Whether you golf, whether you sponsor, we'd be honored to have you and your family's clients join us for that here. Again, you can just Google or pull up the O'Neill Foundation of Hope, and you'll see all the information on that. Again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Had a number of comments said that that bumper sticker is definitely Scott.
No, they did not. Because everything I'm getting is
definitely Mr. Scott.
You are way out in front on that one.
Yeah.
That is Mr. O'Neill's bumper sticker. And if you know Mr. O'Neill, that should be like your what is it? We have like a
on your tombstone.
Yeah. I hope somebody's done something nice for you today. That is actually Ryan O'Neill's bumper sticker.
Hey, we had a few questions here. Thank you everybody for joining us. Again, you can interrupt us at any point amidst our discussion. This one just says, why are homes pending seemingly forever, many of them? Can other prospects submit backup offers? Scott, why are homes pending forever? Can you submit a backup offer?
Yeah, it's a good question. And to be real honest, before I give you my thought, I don't know. But my thought is, it has happened this year where we're seeing that. A lot of times it has to do with the ability for someone to be able to write. So let's say, for example, I'm writing and I can go non-contingent. I don't have to sell my house to perform, but I would rather not do that. And so what we're seeing is people putting pendings out 90 days with the option of moving it forward. So I find a house I love, I write on it non-contingent because I don't have to sell my house, but I don't want to do that. I want my home sold. So then I put my house on the market, sell it quick, move that closing date forward. And that now when you're talking about longer time on market, that plan is not working as well. So you put 90 days out, maybe you're not selling your house right away. And so we're starting to see more of those creeping. We're also seeing more cancellations than we have ever this year. And I believe that also goes along with that.
Just so you know, it doesn't really make sense to submit an offer during that time. So the pending date is set by the listing broker when the property is going to close. And so again, you can't play any games with that or whatever. It's essentially based upon the purchase agreement. And from a buyer standpoint, once it's pending, only unless the deal falls apart can you come in as a buyer to make an offer really and try to purchase it. If it's pending, usually again, you could have your agent watch it, but it's best at that point to move on to another property. 612-294-6949. Scott, you got give me a panel Panel question there.
Another panel question. This is a good one. That was a few good ones. This will be a good one. It, pretty easy. Who played football in college? Out of Ryan O'Neal, 6'4". Mike Overson, 6'4". Scott Wolmring, not quite 6'4".
Yes.
So who played professional? Or I'm sorry, who played college football? And as a bonus question, anybody that knows this, what college did Mr. Ryan O'Neal go to? So who played college football? And bonus question, what college did Ryan O'Neal go to?
College questions. Interesting stuff. 612-294-6949. We had another comment. This is kind of an interesting one. We've been getting some good ones here. And by the way, feel free to fire anything at us. This one just said, what is mistakes you're saying buyers make in this market? Are you seeing any mistakes that buyers are making in this market, Scott?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's I'm not sure if it's buyers or if it is bad advice from their representation of their real estate agent. Because again, buyers for the most part are going to kind of do what they're guided for from their agents. And so some of the mistakes that I see buyers making is not putting their best foot forward, because most of the time buyers that struggle are first-time home buyers, and most first-time home buyer homes are going into multiple offers. And so not putting their best foot forward, not really understanding the process that they're not going to get another whack at this. So they're not going to put their offer in. The agent's going to look at the 10 offers, and they are going to happen to call back Joe and say, hey, Joe, I appreciate your great offer. We had 9 others, but we'd like to counter yours. That's not what happened. So I think one of the biggest mistakes is just not putting your best foot forward, thinking, I don't know, that you're going to pay too much or whatever the thought process is. And then you get beat up a little. You get, you know, like Mike Tyson said, everything's great until you get punched in the face. Well, it's the same thing with multiple offers. You lose 4 or 5 in a row, you start to get pretty intentional with your offers.
Yeah, I think the biggest one of the things I'm seeing is sometimes waiting. People, when they're trying to time things, it's like trying to time the stock market or time something. From a real estate standpoint, that can be very hard. I'm a big believer that, you know, when it's the right time in your life to be moving or thinking about, hey, maybe I'm going to stop renting and now I could purchase. It seems like there's never a perfect time for it. And so again, if you're thinking about buying your first home, or you got a grandchild or a kid who's thinking about doing it, you know, there's never a better time than the present on that from a buying standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, for those that have caught the show over the last 20 years, you'd have to be a longtime listener. But we had a gentleman that would call in every week. He was a real estate investor, and he would call in every week with these detailed questions on, you know, I'm not going to buy now because of blah, 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 blah. Well, after the 100th phone call and month after month, I finally asked him, I said, well, John, how many investment properties do you own? And he said, well, I don't own any right now. I live with my mother, and I'm waiting for the time. So we just said, look, no more phone calls. Go out to a neighborhood, throw a dart, hit a house, and buy it. Once you become a real estate investor, and that's, you know, it's a funny thing, but it's very, very true. This went on for years. So, I mean, this guy waited years where he could have bought something for $150 that's now worth $350, and he's still waiting to pinpoint that exact time. That's kind of a caricature of that, but a lot of people do that.
I had a comment here that said, I believe Ryan O'Neal was going to be the leprechaun at Notre Dame.
Yes.
But may have grown too tall to fit the leprechaun suit. Is this a true story? For my dear brother Thomas, is that a true story? You know, it's interesting. There is a friend of mine from Prior Lake High School. His name is Jamie Sotis, who growing up in New Prague, Jamie was just a super good athlete, star football player, star everything. He ended up going to Notre Dame and became the leprechaun, which is a huge deal. There's like a big competition.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, it's a big competition. There's all sorts of. So anyway, yeah, Jamie, who I think now is a doctor, became the leprechaun. That's funny though.
Yep, and we're getting the answers in here on the who played football in college, which, of course, that is Mike Overson. He played for South Dakota State, I believe, right?
Mike did.
Yeah, played for, was he tight end?
Yeah.
I can't remember what he was. But anyways, Mike Overson did play for South Dakota State, and as you've probably guessed right now, the college that Mr. O'Neal went to is Notre Dame. Go Irish.
Yeah, Marco, we got to give a shout-out to Marco, great insurance agent partner with the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Also, again, friends joining us online. Mark DePonte. Mark is a kind friend, a great real estate agent, broker, team leader. He just said, I'd like to be a guest sometime. We'd love to have you on sometime, Mark. We like to keep it fun and fresh, bring on lots of different people on air with us, different agents, brokers, companies. Scott, we had another one that said the biggest mistake for sellers. We're up against the break, but short thoughts, biggest mistake for sellers we're seeing in the market?
Oh, 100% in this market. It is not even close. It is overpricing your home. I would make the argument that in the majority of outer ring suburbs, boy, I'll tell you what, 30 to 40% at least is just overpriced. They're not staying in tune with what the market's doing, and they're chasing numbers from a year ago, and those numbers are not realistic anymore. So I think that's the biggest problem. What do you think?
This one says, a shot in the dark. Scott Wolmering was a hard-hitting safety.
Yeah, in grade school. I was incredible in grade school.
Hey, it is already the halfway point here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Before the break, just wanted to touch on Steve McDonald has a great listing in Farmington, 6499 for 19825 Emperor Court. It's a modified two-story, four-bed, four-bath, 4,500 square feet. The lower level is set up as a complete ADU, he said, with a custom walk-in shower, kitchen, family room, laundry, exercise room. The home's on a very private setting. It's on a cul-de-sac. It backs up to Vermilion Grove Park. Great opportunity for anybody looking for a multi-generation home. That is 19825 Emperor Court in Farmington, 6499 with Steve McDonald.
And for those that don't know, what is an ADU?
ADU, accessory dwelling unit. So again, having another family member, friend, a parent, child live with you. We're seeing those are becoming more common.
They are becoming more popular.
Yep, they're becoming more common. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your weekend's going well, everybody. It is June 13th. Fong Cao with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. He has one right in Minneapolis here, 217 Bank Street Southeast for $799. This is steps from the riverfront access. It's got a gourmet kitchen, spacious living room, electric fireplace. It's a flexible two-bedroom, three-bath layout with a loft, private outdoor space as well. 217 Bank Street Southeast in Minneapolis for $799. And then, Scott, one last one, Cat Kit, a great agent, has one in St. Louis Park. This one is 4620 Valaker Avenue for $509. This is a charming mid-century home. It's in the Minnecana Vista neighborhood, three-bed, two-bath. The home's got a very functional living experience, she said, in one of the area's most sought-after communities. You got multiple living and family room areas. You've got a newer water softener, flooring in the basement and kitchen, updated upstairs bath surround, fresh interior paint, new landscaping, great backyard, privacy fence, and it's just minutes from shops, dining, and again, the charm of Excelsior and Grand. That is 4620 Valaker Avenue in St. Louis Park with Cat Kit.
What's that listed at?
509.
Very nice.
Yeah, St. Louis Park is, people love St. Louis Park.
They do. We've got through a couple of the questions. So bumper sticker, everybody got right. Who played college football, everybody got right. That's Mike Overson. This one might throw people. Who owned three Christian preschools prior to getting into real estate? So who owned three Christian preschools? Myself, Scott Womering, Ryan O'Neill, or Mike Overson?
And had a comment said, so Scott lettered in badminton. That was the texter, 612-294-6949 is how you can interrupt us. This one just said, guys, if mortgage rates dropped by 1%, what would happen to home prices? Mortgage rates dropped by a cent. What do you think would happen in prices?
Well, you know, if this was a year ago, I would have said prices would skyrocket, like they did when rates dropped to 2.7% in 2021. You know, I don't know. If we went from 6.5% to 5.5%, there would be it would definitely generate the market. So Yes, of course there would be an increase in home prices, but I don't think it would be the same as we would have thought it would have been. I think people, the reason things have kind of slowed a little bit is people are sick of it. They're sick of everything costing so much. Housing is the last kind of frontier, and I think that yes, it would increase interest. There'd be a little bit of an increase in value, but not to the potential. So I think that we have a chance of that happening prior to the midterms. Maybe not a point, but a half a point, something like that. So we'll just have to pay attention to it.
Yeah, I think without a doubt, I mean, affordability is just a major issue. I mean, yeah. You talk to anyone, you know, when it comes to housing, affordability is an issue, whether you are renting, whether you're owning, whatever you might be doing. And so I think that would be a very, very much just a positive all the way across the board. Because, again, there are so many people, Scott, that, again, that have the 2.5% interest rate that want to move right now that just can't either financially are unable to, or they just don't want to put themselves in that position. They just said, hey, I can do it financially, but I don't want an extra $1,000 for a mortgage, $2,000, whatever it is. Yeah. So those are the decisions going on out there with everyone. And also that's affecting our current market, too, to Scott's point, with some of the suburbs that are slower as you get higher in price. People are looking at it and saying, hey, do I want a $4,000, $5,000 mortgage payment on this home I'm not super excited about?
Yeah. And for those that haven't caught the show over the last few weeks, we've been talking a little bit about that. We have said for 20 years that a balanced market in the Twin Cities is 20,000 homes. You know, if you look it up, it's 19,700 homes. And we believe I believe it's changed. I believe that some factors occurred that nobody saw coming. 2021, where we had $16 trillion in refinances, there's a portion of those people that are off the market. Everybody that bought in 2021 at 2.7%, there's a portion of those people off. So things that normally did not happen through the last 20 years have happened. And I would argue, and maybe I'm off, but I would argue that our balanced market is closer to 12,000 to 15,000 homes, which would feel like this market to me.
That's what says, guys, if money were no object, where in Minnesota would you own a lake home? Where in Minnesota would you have a lake home? Scott, you got an answer on that one?
Very, very, very easy for me. I had a lake home on the Whitefish chain in Brainerd.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, you can.
Why the Whitefish chain?
Well, I mean, I had a place in Wisconsin, a lake home in Wisconsin that was great, but it was very quiet. You'd be on the lake, and there might be four boats on the lake. Well, then when we got the place in the Whitefish chain, just a different fun atmosphere. You jump on your pontoon. You can go to a golf course. You can go to multiple restaurants. It's just a more. If you've got teenage kids, it doesn't get better than that. So if I was pulling the plug and money was no object, I would have a pretty big shack up on the Whitefish chain.
Hey, Josh, what do you think, bud? If you could pick up a nice crib somewhere, where would it be?
If money were not an option, lake home in probably rural Colorado.
Whoa!
Oh, there you go.
Why?
Yeah. Wife is from there. It's nice balance of winter and nice summer weather there. I don't think the winters are as harsh there compared to here. But plus it's the mountains. You can't really lose outside of being like hours away from the nearest grocery store in some parts. You can't really lose being in the mountains.
I've heard the Ozarks are cool. Mm. You know, as far as weather.
You've been watching too much TV.
Well, I watched the Ozarks, but before that, I had heard it was really, really cool, warm, and
the Ozarks.
You can go forever.
You watch for. And it's interesting. Had a couple commenters just say, of course, Prior Lake, Lake Minnetonka. If you have something in the cities, up in Alexandria.
Yep.
That's of course the Whitefish chain. A lot of people up in the Whitefish chain. Hey, Scott, it is a graduation party weekend again. Yes. A lot of grads out there to congratulate. Multiple folks. I wanted to just give a quick shout out on the Minnesota real estate team. Michelle Moen, a great agent on our team. Andy McNair, Mike Hilber. Those are a couple that I'm going to today. Congratulations to them and their graduates. A lot of graduations. It's kind of that season.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And my gosh, I'm a little bit too old for that, but back in my 40s, it was constant. I mean, you know, my kids were all those ages, all their friends, and it was a fun time. It's just the, embarking of a new adventure. And I'll tell you what, the kids graduating now, they're going into a world that I believe is harder to predict about what's going to happen over the next 10 years.
Got a lot of comments with Mr. Scott with the Christian daycares. That is correct. Scott, you, with your very compassionate side, were caring for children.
Yes, I was. I started buying the first one probably in 93, 94, and I sold it probably my third year in real estate, so around 2002, but it was a labor of love. I had all my kids there. We had one in Rosemount, one in Lakeville, and one in Farmington, and they were Christian-based programs. They were it was a lot of fun, but it was obviously, if you can imagine me in a toddler room, which I would do to open the center and close it down, it was a different time in my life for sure.
Hey, before the break, again, Sue Vergen has a great listing, Scott, in Corcoran, 19325 103rd Avenue in Corcoran. This is a 55-plus community. They've got indoor, outdoor pools, pickleball, bocce, very active lifestyle. It's a two-bed, two-bath slab home, over $40,000 looking at this. Have you been to this one before?
What is it?
This one is address is 19325 103rd Avenue in Corcoran. And it's interesting when you look at that, just pulling up a couple of the other qualities on this one. Again, two bed, two bath. It's got over 40,000 in updates. They've got an Enjoy Clovered. They've got, looking at the size of this, again, looks like it's pissing it off. Nice one to piss out, but it is a nice school start. Looks like a nice one to be paying up. Nice property, though.
Wow. Very, very, very cool. And that's in Corcoran?
That is. Yeah.
Where is Corcoran?
Yeah, Corcoran is in the West.
Okay.
So we're in the West, 19325. And it's interesting because, again, Scott, I mean, now, obviously, a lot of people, they're looking at, you know, pictures online.
Yeah.
And that first impression really is important.
Yeah. We always say that if you're struggling for, if you put a home on the market that should be getting activity and it's not, the first thing you want to do is look at your photos. You also want to look at your write-up. You know, is it catching people? And then, of course, I'm a internet freak as far as what the numbers look like. So if people aren't engaging, I've used this before, but you have 500 saved searches on MLS, meaning there's 500 agents that are working with buyers to buy your type of house, and only 150 of them are even opening your listing. You got a problem. Either your verbiage is horrible, your photos are horrible, because that means that the person online isn't even, they look at it and they just click buy.
Yeah.
They're not even engaging at all. You don't have to wait 40 days to figure out why you're not selling the house. That's why you're not selling the house. People are going online and they're just clicking buy it.
Is that like a dating app?
It's like a dating app. Well, you know, it is interesting though. We say this all the time. Selling a house is like dating. If you look good and you're in shape and you're funny and you're all these things, you can't stop the traffic. I mean, women or men are after you nonstop. If you're not getting that, you got to look at yourself. You got to look at yourself. And it's the same thing with a house. In this market with only 9,800 homes, if you're not getting activity, it's probably you.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a 612-294-6949. We're up against the final break at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your weekend's going going well, everyone. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the final segment of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Got a couple other listings, Scott, want to hit on. Sue again. Sue Vergen has one in Lakeville, 16480 Kingswood Drive for $574,900. This is a four-bed, three-bath executive home. It's a coming soon property. It's got a brand new horseshoe driveway, two-sided fireplace. It's in the Lakeville Schools. Very nice property again, 16480 Kingswood Drive in Lakeville for $574,900. And then Steve McDonald Laura Antolik has one in Lakeville for $269,900. This one is 16373 Elm Creek Lane. It's a three-bed, three-bath townhome, open floor plan, a kitchen, dining room, family room, neutral paint throughout. Upper level has three bedrooms, two baths, oversized garage. She's doing an open house today, 12 to 1:30. Laura Antolik, that address is 16373 Elm Creek Lane. She is a sweetheart. She is one of the nicest humans.
She is.
I mean, it's no surprise to me she does as much business as she does. It's hard to not meet her and not like Laura.
Well, and we've talked about that through the years. You know, again, I've been doing this for 28 years, and Ryan's right behind me. And we always talk about, you know, oh, this agent, you know, on the team's doing great. This one's doing great. And it's very easy to pick it out. Number one thing, outside of anything else, when you meet this person, do you like them? And you immediately like Laura.
Yeah.
And you can kind of go down the list on a lot of top producers. You know, it's one of those things where it's a business that is relationships. And so if you meet, if you're not a person that people tend to at least like a little bit, you're going to struggle in this business.
Well, and the hard thing about it, too, is it is obviously a fully commissioned business. So you go into the open house, and of course, the person that's sitting there, nothing happens unless they represent you
to buy a house
and to buy a house. And part of the art form, which again, you're great at, you've taught so many people about this, Scott, myself included, is to just take a deep breath and just relax. When you are low pressure and you just focus on having a little fun, doing your best. Sometimes people use other agents. Sometimes they don't buy a home. Sometimes you have to roll with it. And that's hard. You know, if someone's getting into this business and they're like, look, I've shown them 15 houses.
Show them 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, or hey, you know, I've done this and this and this. And that's hard. It's hard for people, especially coming into the business, just to realize you need more clients. So if somebody falls off and they hire someone from Edina Realty, God bless you.
That's
hey,
right.
Congratulations. Frank at Edina is a friend. He does a great job. You got to roll with it, and that's hard, Scott.
Yeah, it is. I had some advice once that said to you, nobody has an interest in buying something just because you have an interest in selling it. And I've carried that through my entire life because it's very, very true. You know, obviously, we're on commission, so we don't get paid unless a transaction happens. But if you portray that to a client that you're just out there trying to sell a house, you're not going to sell any houses.
Yeah.
So unless you have the client's best interest truly in your heart and you can't fake it, if that's not how you're wired, go into a different business. Because if you're out there hunting commission checks, you're not going to make any.
Well, the other piece about this that's very hard is the very good agents at all the companies, Coldwell Banker, Edina Realty, Keller Williams, Remax, you name it, they build their business through goodwill with humans.
Correct.
And so if you've helped 10, 20, 30, 50 people and they've had a good experience, they're going to want to refer you. And so when it's more transactional, when agents are more transactional, and the customer at the end of it's like, yeah, you know, it's good this is done, that's hard to build that business. And that's what the best agents really across the industry do. And Scott, it's about just taking a deep breath, slowing down, no pressure, not stuffing contracts in front of people. It doesn't work.
Yeah, I was asked last week, what is the best thing and the worst thing that's happened to the industry over the last 20 years? I thought it was a valid question. And for me, it's the internet. Best thing and worst thing. Because 20 years ago, you wanted to buy a house, you called Ryan O'Neill and said, hi, Ryan, I'd like to hire you to be my real estate agent and help me sell my house and help me buy. The internet comes along, which is great. Everybody has access to everything. Well, then because of internet, you become internet shoppers. So you look at a house and you go and look at a house with Ryan. And then you go out and look at a house and you go out and look at a house with Josh. And then you go out and look at another house. So you're not loyal to anybody. And the good and bad of that is access for everyone's good. The loyalty part hurts because you want your agent working on your behalf. And yes, you meet an agent for one time and you're probably not going to work with them again. They should be keeping your best interest in mind. I'm telling you that human nature is, if they got one shot at you and there's things in that house that they should probably point out, they might not do it. So just interview a couple agents, hire somebody. Then they know they're selling you a house. They know that's happening. Nothing's going to prevent that. Then they're going to sell you the right house that's best for your family and hope, you know, so on and so forth. But if you're out there pinging around to a bunch of different Zillow leads and this lead and whatever lead, you're going to struggle to have someone really take care of you.
Yeah, and again, having just lots of good friends from doing this a long time at all of the great companies here in the Twin Cities. A lot of really good agents, teams, brokers we've had the good fortune of working with over the years. Scott, we got a minute left. Last thoughts?
Yeah, just, again, I said earlier, take a look at your listing. If you're struggling right now and you're not selling, take a look at what you're competing against and get your house out of your mind and just look at it like you're a buyer and go, okay, what would make my house stick out of these 40 homes I'm competing against? And if you can't answer that, I've got the answer for you. It's price. And so get to the point where you stick out. That's my advice.
Yeah. Hey, great job, bud.
You too.
You're a young man.
Not likely.
You won't have the rental car people talking to you saying, dude, you look old.
Oh, I've had that.
Hey, it's been a fun show. We appreciate you all joining us. Hope you guys and gals can get out, enjoy a little sunshine today, do something fun. We're grateful for your support of the O'Neill Foundation of Hope. We've got that golf tournament coming up to raise money to help local families and individuals who are struggling. Everybody's welcome, whether you're golf or not. Thank you for your support. Thanks to Josh. And enjoy this weekend, everybody. Take care.